USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is doing their best to promote the aggressive stimulus package that's being worked out by Democrats in Congress. The stimulus covers nearly $2 trillion in spending and adding to the debt. Republicans in the House and Senate believe that's too much money.
We're in favor of targeted relief that deals with the COVID-19 pandemic. And the number that the president has given us is a absurdly high number. It's not targeted on people who need it the most.
Attorneys for former President Trump want the Senate to dismiss his impending impeachment trial. In a 78-page brief filed today, his attorneys say it's unconstitutional now that he's not in office, and they accuse Democrats of having a hunger for this political theater. House Democrats holding firm, saying the impeachment trial will begin on Tuesday. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Florida's Republican governor is gloating after Tampa Bay's Super Bowl win last night.
When you win a Super Bowl with a 43-year-old quarterback coming in who has a pretty doggone good career up to this point, and you do it on your home stadium, and you do it against the defending champion.
Republican Governor Ron DeSantis saying this win gives Tom Brady his seventh championship, plus the Miami Dolphins' perfect season in 1972, are the two greatest team sports achievements in NFL history. Speaking during a White House coronavirus briefing, CDC Director Dr. Rachel Walensky cites declines in new COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations.
Although hospital admissions and cases are consistently dropping, I'm asking everyone to please keep your guard up.
Walensky reminding everyone this is not the time to relax, and also repeated warnings about avoiding traveling during this time. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Some long-awaited guidelines are set to be released from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
The CDC is expected to release new guidelines this week, giving school districts a blueprint for bringing students back into the classroom. President Biden said Sunday that it was time for schools to reopen safely, adding it would likely take fewer students in each classroom and new ventilation systems. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb tells CBS News that schools have proven they can reopen safely with precautions in place.
Well, I think the prerequisite is putting in place mitigation steps in the schools. The school districts that have reopened successfully, and there was good data out of North Carolina where they did some systematic research looking at the experience in those schools which were open, showed that when they wear masks, when they distance, when they try to take precautions in the classroom, there's very little transmission within the classroom. The schools are not a vector of transmission, and especially children under the age of 14 are less likely to both get infected and transmit the infection.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A blast of Arctic air is expected to bring cold temps to the Midwest and East Coast for much of the week ahead. National Weather Service meteorologist Brooke Hagenoff says this is a very serious event.
The duration of this cold event is something we haven't seen really since about 1996 is the last time there was such a long duration cold event like this.
The polar vortex comes as the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic was hit with another storm system on Sunday, dropping a few inches of snow. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.